six of the candidates on the Republican side for governor showed up. And what stood out most, actually, was who wasn't there. And that would be Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman, who is a Republican who just got into the governor's race. So instead, we had State Treasurer Walker Stapleton, who was there, Tom Tancredo, who's a former congressman, the former mayor of Parker, Greg Lopez, a retired investment banker named Doug Robinson. He's a first-time candidate, an entrepreneur and one-time lawmaker named Victor Mitchell, Laramie County Commissioner Lou Gator, and Steve Barlock, who was Donald Trump's Denver co-chair. So the six of them got together. It wasn't necessarily a debate. We're not really at that stage in the governor's race yet. This is kind of just a candidates forum where they get asked certain questions by a moderator or the audience. So it's kind of a get-to-know-you kind of atmosphere. And so that was a chance for these six Republicans to try and jostle around and try and stand out.
I thought it was interesting you mentioned the article that towards the end they ask if everybody will support whoever is nominated. You mentioned how that would be expected anyway of the party, but now you refer to the era of post-Trump politics, and Tom Tancredo really stands out as somebody who's a little more radical.
The entrance of Tom Tancredo into the governor's race really was like just dropped a bomb into this whole thing. This is the third time Tom Tancredo has run for governor. He ran once as a Republican. He then left the Republican Party and ran as a third-party candidate and got more votes than the Republican did in the general election that year and still lost. If you read articles about Tom Tancredo, he's always mentioned as an immigration firebrand. He's almost like a single-issue candidate in that he just kind of goes off about immigration. This third campaign for governor, he's running against so-called sanctuary cities. He does not like that Denver and other municipalities in the state are welcoming to immigrants. And that's his big kind of hobby horse in this campaign. But he's also has this other kind of plank that he's running on this time. And he wants to get more conservatives into the faculty at public universities. Tom Tancredo is a pretty far right candidate. He is a contributor to Breitbart.com. That's run by Steve Bannon, you know, the kind of alt-right avatar who was the senior advisor to Donald Trump. Tom Tancredo is very pro-Trump. He said at this event that voting for Donald Trump was 1,000 times easier than voting for John McCain. Tom Tancredo thinks Donald Trump will be one of the greatest presidents ever. So he and this guy, Steve Barlock, are kind of vying for the pro-Trump Republican vote in Colorado. Steve Barlock is running a campaign based around the public pension system in Colorado and water, while Tom Tancredo is going more for the alt-right issues that we see at the national level now with Trump being the top Republican in the United States.
They did kind of an informal polling, a straw poll, and that showed that most of the support was for Walker Stapleton. Why do you think most people are supporting him?
I wouldn't put too much stock in these straw polls. A lot of these events have a lot of people who are either on the campaign for some of these candidates or are supporters of these candidates anyway. But Walker Stapleton is definitely one of the top tier candidates in this race. It's hard to say at this point, you know, who the front runner is, but the big ones are Tom Tancredo and Walker Stapleton. Walker Stapleton is the current state treasurer. He is running, he often says, to support the oil and gas industry. He's the longest serving current Republican office holder in Colorado, which is a big deal in a state that's been largely trending blue over the past several years.
And what about Cynthia Kaufman? She's the only woman candidate you mentioned. She was not at this event, but what's her background?
She is the Republican Attorney General in Colorado. She's a lawyer. She's been around Republican politics in the state. What's interesting about her candidacy is that she got in so late, and she hasn't really talked about policy a lot. I tried to get an interview with her. I talked to her very briefly on the phone, said I wanted to talk about public policy and where she thought she would kind of stand out there. And she basically told me she didn't have time. Her candidacy in this governor's race, while interesting, is confusing, I think, in a way, at least in that how it's been rolled out. As I say, though, we are pretty early in this race. We'll see what happens. Already, what we have seen is one candidate on the Republican side, George Brockler, and he was a leading candidate. He got out of the race for governor and decided to run for attorney general when Cynthia Kaufman got in. The Colorado Independent is going to have a lot of coverage on this governor's race. It's one of the main things we're focusing on right now. We have several candidates on the Republican side who we're covering, and we're covering the Democratic side just as much.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Take care. Bye.
That's it for this week's News Brief. I'm Raleigh Burley.